In Isaiah chapter 10, we read, "The light of Israel will become a fire and his Holy One a flame, and it will burn and devour his thorns and briars in one day." Clearing a field of all the things that would choke out the what you're going to grow in the crops. "I'll deal with it all," God says, "in a day." Matthew chapter 23, "You blind men, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred?" Okay, a holy one, a flame that will burn and devour thorns and briars away. An altar that makes the gift sacred. It's not the gift, it's the altar that makes the gift sacred. And in Luke in chapter 11, Jesus said to him, "When you pray, pray, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth. Hallowed be your name." All of these words draw from the language that stands for sanctification. Fire brings sanctification. "One's coming who's mightier than I can't even untie his shoe. When he comes, he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. He will convict you. He will show you. He will be in you to guide you. And he will sanctify you. He will burn away everything that's in the way. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Makes holy, burns, devours thorns and briar, makes sacred. Jesus has come to show us sin and righteousness and judgment and to make us holy. That's what's going on here. So Jesus lived and he died and he rose again to show us the power of God to save, to send us the Holy Spirit who would help us to know that we need saved, and to make a way to cleanse us from the sin that condemns us to eternity apart from a holy God. Jesus came to save you from the sin that he has prepared to judge. Jesus came and he said, "I came to cast fire in the earth. I wish that it was already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with. How great is my distress until it's accomplished." Jesus says, "Get me to this cross so I can save all who believe." In Hebrews chapter 9, "Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who eagerly are waiting for him." Good news. In Matthew, at the beginning of the story, "She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins." This Savior will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Jesus will point out sin. Jesus has got a fire in his belly. Do you know that about him? Do you know that when he got in the temple and he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons and money changers sitting there and making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and he overturned their tables, and he told those who sold pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The scripture said, "Zeal for your house will consume me." This story happens at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. We see it again on Palm Sunday. Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell about a cleansing of the temple. But John, he talks about Jesus at the beginning of his ministry, before 3 years, cleansing the temple. Did you know it happens twice in scripture? That Jesus messes up the church and he knocks over the tea and coffee at the back because they were charging too much and because they were saying you need to have tea and coffee or you can't get into the church. And he was like, "If you're stopping people from getting in, I'll knock it over. Your book stalls, they don't interest me." It really wasn't tea or coffee in the back though. It was a "you can't get through the door unless you buy a ticket. And to buy a ticket, you have to come to us." And they set up their ticket booths in the place where not Jewish people, the only place that they were allowed to gather and pray to Yahweh Elohim. So what they did was they said, "You know what? Those not Jewish peoples, let's bump them so we can sell the goods that they have to buy, the Jewish people, to get in here to worship. And Jesus said, that angers me greatly. Your obstacle that you put in front of the door that keeps people from getting in, and that keeps people who don't expect to get in from standing outside and just having a place to pray there, that makes me very angry, Jesus said. He had a belly full of fire. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. And Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice. Peter, who denied Christ 3 times, lifted up his voice and addressed them and said, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. Give ear to my words. Peter said, standing up with a belly full of fire. This Savior will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, John said. You will learn from him to teach others to be disciples of Jesus. This fire in his belly will drive you and will move you to speak up and to speak out. Jesus will point out the sin and he will clear it away. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor, to gather the wheat into the barn, but the chaff he'll burn with unquenchable fire. It's not about fire and brimstone. And the sermon is over. It's about deliverance through the coming wrath. It's coming, and it's about getting through it. It's about God who loves you, sending his own son to win you from the captor of your soul, because you're in a prison for your mind. He's cleaning you up for the wedding feast of the Lamb. And this fire is the cleansing wave of sanctification that represents the burning away of sin and of shame. We are forgiven through faith in Jesus' name. We stand in this faith. Do we champion God's view that will determine people's eternal destiny? Do we endure whatever people dish out to bear witness to his work in us and through us as disciples? Learners who make a way for our learning and to train others who are learners. Do we bear fruit in keeping with repentance? Do we stand for God and against sin in the world? Are we filled with the Holy Spirit who leads us? Are we a bit of a spectacle in the midst of a sleeping world? Do we have fire in our bellies? Do we follow the Holy Spirit as he leads us to deal with our sin, as a fire burns away impurities? Or are we trampling the courts of the temple, as it were, buying and selling, too busy to even pray, leaving no space in our temple for others to draw near, to taste and see that the Lord is good? John said, he who is coming is mightier than I. I can't untie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor, to gather the wheat into the barn, and the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So be saved in Jesus' name, yes. Let God burn away the tangles of sin, yes. Let God overturn the tables in your heart and make room for relationship with him. Let God make you to be fruitful wheat and not the chaff. God, help us to turn, and in turning, turn others from their sin, the sin that will damn them to eternity apart from you. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would fill us. We agree about our need to be filled with the Spirit of God. We're sinners, but we are forgiven in Jesus' name. We are counted holy. We may have fellowship with you, Holy Spirit. Fill us because of Jesus. And burn away everything that's not of you, God. We'll give it up. If it's thorns and it's weeds, we won't fight to stamp out the fire. We'll give it up. Convince us about sin in our lives. Convict us, Holy Spirit. We will give it up. And thank you that fire refines, and that silver is made more pure as the dross is removed, the same way that you'll remove sin from us. And we welcome this message. And we agree with God. And we want to walk with you. And we're not strong enough, Lord. You have to help us. And we know that you are able. We know that you're God and you'll help us. And in Jesus' name, we will be healed. And we will be strengthened. And with a belly full of fire, we expect to make a difference in a world that other people will see who will become disciples. Help us be disciples of you that others can see who may also come. And we ask that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.